This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The family of Minneapolis police victim George Floyd visited U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House Tuesday on the anniversary of the day Floyd died after police officer Derek Chauvin held his knee to Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. The family was with the president to discuss a police reform bill that Mr. Biden had tried unsuccessfully to get passed before Tuesday's anniversary. After meeting for more than an hour with the president and with Vice President Kamala Harris, the family members and their attorney, Benjamin Crump, told reporters the president is still committed to passing a police reform law. The bill currently in discussion seeks to ban the use of chokeholds, impose restrictions on deadly force, and make it easier to prosecute officers for wrongdoing. In a joint statement released a day ahead of Syria's national elections, some Western countries are denouncing the poll, saying it will be neither free nor fair. President Bashar Assad, in power since 2000, is seeking a fourth 7-year term in office. He's competing with two obscure candidates in an election that he's widely expected to win. A statement released Tuesday by the foreign ministers of France, Germany, Italy, Britain, and the United States reads, quote, "For an election to be credible, all Syrians should be allowed to participate, including internally displaced Syrians, refugees, and members of the diaspora, in a safe and neutral environment." Without those elements, the statement said, the election will not represent any progress toward a political settlement. The statement went on to call such results fraudulent. The statement urges the international community to reject what they said is Assad's bid to remain in power. This is VOA News. The White House has announced U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a summit next month in Geneva. June 16th will be the first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders. The White House said Tuesday that President Biden will add the meeting to his first international trip as president when he visits Britain for a Group of Seven meeting and Brussels for a NATO summit. Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the meeting will seek to, quote, restore predictability and stability to the U.S.-Russia relationship. Mr. Biden has taken a different approach to Putin than former President Donald Trump, who often dismissed allegations that Russia had assisted him in winning the presidency in 2016. President Biden has alleged, based on U.S. intelligence findings, that Russians interfered in the 2020 presidential election. The U.S. has also contended that Moscow was behind a hacking campaign called SolarWinds to inflict and infect software in networks at 9 U.S. federal agencies, thus allowing Russian agents to gain access. Washington has also criticized Russia for the arrest and jailing of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, and both countries have recently expelled some of the other's diplomats over these and other matters. Regional officials reported strong earthquakes Tuesday in the area surrounding the Democratic Republic of Congo's Mount Nyiragongo volcano. On Saturday, the volcano erupted, killing 32 people, destroying villages, and displacing at least 5,000 residents. The Rwanda Seismic Monitor reported on its Twitter account several quakes Tuesday, including a 5.3 magnitude quake in the borderlands between Rwanda and the eastern DRC near Mount Nyiragongo. Saturday's eruption was the first by that volcano since 2002. The eruption sent a river of lava downhill toward the city of Goma. The molten rock destroyed some 1,000 homes before stopping a few hundred meters short of city limits. The South Asia Regional Director of UNICEF said Tuesday that the situation in pandemic-ravaged South Asia is unlike anything the region has seen before. He said the scale and speed of this new surge of COVID-19 is outstripping countries' abilities to provide treatment. India has recorded nearly 27 million cases of COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic, according to Johns Hopkins University. Some experts believe that number is much higher because of a lack of testing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.